Can God change me? The Bible author Paul called the good news about Christ's ability to deliver us from sin and death the power of God. Well, that's what you need, God's power. Only a power that strong can change your life. After explaining that reality in a general sense, I've taken sexual sin as a case in point to encourage you to come to Christ even if your sin is enormous. Pray that you will see and believe in the power of God, no matter what your sin has been. Chapter 7, Gospel Equals Power. In the mountain town of Buena Vista, Colorado, my brother and I saw something we only dreamed could happen. Only 3 weeks earlier, we had been invited to come to the town by a handful of teenage kids, not much younger than we were, who had just come out of the drug culture to Christ. These students envisioned filling up the gymnasium in the high school with anybody they could persuade to hear us tell them about Christ. It was completely unorganized. Their advertisement was their changed lives. We were shocked to find the gym packed with people. In the middle of the floor was the painted logo for the school, the Demons. By the time the days and nights of speaking were finished, perhaps 200 had professed faith in Christ. Students chanting "One Way" down the school hallways would raise their hands with their index finger pointing upwards. Every gathering was charged with a joy and seriousness that was contagious. In this unforgettable experience, we saw something of the transforming power of the gospel. Whether the message comes to one or to many, it is potent. If you have seen those who have been radically changed by this message, you know what I mean. It can happen to you. Hear what Paul says about it in Romans 1, verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." In the 1950s, post-war children eagerly listened to the popular radio series called Superman. He was faster than a speeding bullet, could leap tall buildings with a single bound, and could stop a powerful locomotive. But even this Superman could not do what God can do: deliver a person out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. There are limits to what we can do. A friend of mine, now a professor in a seminary, used to lift weights in a gym with some of the Dallas Cowboys football team. When attempting to deadlift 1,000 pounds, he completely herniated and has not been the same since. Yet God has no limits. We simply cannot forgive a man's sins or make his dead soul alive, but God can. What makes the gospel so powerful? It is the reality that Christ lived the perfect life we could not live, that he died on the cross as God's perfect son, to bear the sins of sinning and damned people just like us, and that he rose again to conquer the dominance of sin and death. That reality is powerful because there's nothing else to substitute for it, nothing else that does the job that Christ did before his holy and just Father. Paul himself is an illustration of this power. He was on his way persecuting Christians when God turned him fully around. All of a sudden, he loved the very Christ he had been seeking to persecute. How do you explain such a transformation unless you attribute it to the power of God? When I was a grade school kid, toy makers sold cheap rockets that were powered by air pressure. Perhaps you've seen the plastic rockets that sit on a platform to which you attach your bicycle pump. The harder you pump, the higher it goes. Becoming a Christian is not just pumping a little religion into your life so that you feel a lift when you're emotionally low. Salvation is about coming out of death to life, about being transformed as a person into something entirely new, about being forgiven for the sins that have damned you, about having eternal life. You need the power of God for that. In fact, you need a power that will take you all the way to heaven. The gospel, according to Paul, is just that. It is the power of God himself for the complete salvation of everyone who turns by faith to him. Never limit God.